coach? This crew ready to go?
Yeah, I think the first game, everybody's ready. Not everybody plays well, but everybody's ready. So we'll get to find out where we are a little bit and starting on the road. But I think everybody's ready to start playing real games.
What have you learned about this team in the preseason?
That we don't know that much about them yet. It's as they say, not a huge sample size, but we played, I think, hard, but not well, although it looked like we played well in Hawaii. It was so early in the year. When I say we didn't play well, we weren't as disciplined, I think, as we need to be. But we were effective because we played so hard. And, the Lakers were in a different place than we were at that point in the season. Then the middle part of October was just strange. We played a couple games on very little rest, and then we rested guys. And so I wanted us the last week to kind of get back into it a little bit. And we got our tails handed to us by Oklahoma City. And, I think that, that week helped us this, these last few practices make some progress.
Coach, what are your thoughts on John Stockton being named an assistant at Montana State?
He's on the women's team. His daughter's on the team.
Well, he could be an assistant coach anywhere he wants. He'd probably be a head coach anywhere he wants. He's got such a great understanding and feel for the game. So it sounds like something he's excited to do. You get a chance to be close to your family and participate and add value. And I'm excited for him.
Have you decided on a lineup for tomorrow?
Did you ask all the players?
I haven't. No.
Okay. All right. Not yet. For all the same reasons, we've kind of discussed it. We've got a chance to look at a different different groups and different combinations the last few days, which has been good. I think we'll obviously make that decision between now and game time, probably sooner than later. But I just want to – we need to sit down as a staff and just talk about it and kind of process. I wanted to wait to have real heavy dialogue about it because, the information's been so fluid. So.
Sam is probably Drew on the other end on who's inactive and who will be in the 13 dressed, or do you have...
Sorry, what?
You'll need to make two players
inactive. Yeah, right? same situation. Okay. Yeah, and one can sometimes impact the other. Okay. But the good thing about our group, and we talked about it some yesterday, is, for us to be a good team, we've got to capitalize on our unselfishness. And we have a group of players that are capable of playing a number of ways. And we can only do that if everybody's in, completely. And let's face it, that's easier said than done, because we're all human and we're all looking after our families and ourselves. And to subordinate your ego and your goals on some level to the team, it's hard. Now, the irony is it always comes back. In spades, and rising tide lifts all boats. But that makes it. We find teams that are unusual in this sense, that are that selfless, and they're good teams.
Go ahead.
No, is buy-in there for that?
I guess my point is that we've just got a really good group. And that's, that's chemistry. In the end, that's what chemistry is about. Anybody can be close and have the camaraderie and helping one another when things are good, when everybody's getting what they want. And the bottom line is, over the course of a season, everybody has to sacrifice at various times, some people more than others. And, we'll have games this year where, Rudy, Fave, Gordon are finishing the game on the bench. And I have no doubt they'll be supporting their teammates the same way that, I think that's a sign of a really good player, too, to have the ability to see the big picture and also to participate and be excited for their teammates.
Sometimes in openers there's added excitement or adrenaline juice. How do you regulate that?
Well, I don't want to. I'd rather have it than not have it, bottom line. So I think that's part of – that is one of the things that we've kind of found out about our group, is that I think we need that to be successful. And we play better when we're – not – there's a fine line between being really amped up and having a lot of juice and being wild and kind of forgetting what you're training, so to speak. And that'll be kind of a line for us to walk, I think, especially early in the year, because we've got a lot of guys that, that training process is still in its infancy.
You were very blunt about this team and the expectations after that Oklahoma City game. Do you like the way the team has responded to what you had to say in the message you sent?
I don't, you know, I think that message for our group has been pretty consistent, and they've heard it. You know, it's something we've been aware of, you know, that this kind of balance between enthusiasm and realism, you know, and thinking big. You know, we want to be good, and, you know, part of being good is being really, you know, real with yourselves as a group. So I think that's something they understand, and I think collectively everybody gets that. You know, I think our fans understand it. It doesn't mean we can't dream big, but we're in, you know, we're still in the middle of the process. We played a team in OKC that, you know, they're through that and beyond. So there's a number of other teams in the league that are revamped. You know, we're more revamped than it appears on the surface because of injury and specifically Dante and also Alec coming back. And but, you know, I think our guys are excited for the season.
This is a little off the wall. Do you read on the plane? Are you a reader?
I generally try to not to tell you what I read. Because you know, most of the time right now I'm watching film on the plane.
And so Twilight is...
Twilight's, I'm not in it, my attention span usually drifts back to pick and roll defense or somewhere along the line, so if I do dig into something, it's usually not a great novel. I try to read those too, but less successful in recent years.
But is it hard to find a balance this time of year? Because you are working so hard to get ready. And to have
I think that's kind of the life you choose, you know. Yeah. But it is important to find outlets. There's no question. I think it makes you, you know, better as a coach. It's like, you know, better as a player when you try to, you know, have some sort of balance during this time of year. And it's like anything. I think it's something you are able to develop over time to have not just the perspective, but to be able to devote time to those things. It's harder. You know, right now, there's just always something you feel like you need to do. So the plane usually ends up being that, especially if you've got, you know, three little ones at home under four. My wife's envious of the plane.